This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Florence Chadwick was a woman, a professional swimmer, who in July of 1952 waded into the water off Catalina Island off the coast of California. Now, if you're familiar with California at all, I think it's Santa Barbara, that you can look off the shore and you see this big island that's quite a ways away, but it looks close, but it's really not. It's, I think, what did I say, 40 miles away. And she was going to swim across the channel there, Catalina Island Channel, to California. The water was numbing cold. There was tremendous fog, and sometimes she couldn't even see the boats that were assisting her. Now get this. This is a woman that had already swum the English Channel, so she was a professional swimmer. This was not intimidating to her necessarily, just on the face of it. She'd done this type of thing. After 15 hours of swimming, she was almost to the shore, but she asked to be pulled out of the water. Was it because it was too cold? No. Was it because she was tired? No. She said, "I asked to be pulled out of the water because I couldn't see the shoreline because of the fog." And she later said this, "If I could have just seen the shoreline, I might have made it. I may have stayed with it." And her coach kept telling her, "Look, you're not far away. You're not far away." But she gave up. That to me was a parable with prayer. How many of us have given up in prayer because there's a fog in front of you in terms of your prayer request and you can't see the end result? You can't see where this thing is going, this situation. And you want to give up because you can't see the shoreline? Do you know the Bible says this about God the Father? He sees the end from the beginning. I love that. The Lord is the one who sees the end from the beginning, meaning He sees the whole thing in your life. He sees your life from your moment of birth to your moment of death. He knows when you're going to die. He knows that moment. And I think we should pray, "God, make me ready for that moment, whenever it may be. I want to be in a right relationship with you. I want to be in a right relationship with people when that moment comes," because He knows the end from the beginning. You say, "That's a morbid thought." No, it's just a righteous observation. That's the way life is. It's just what is. He knows the end from the beginning, and He's looking for people of faith. He's not looking for religious people interested in keeping rules, but in people who are keeping faith. I want to bring up one more. We are to always pray and not give up. Now you may say, "Well, that's obvious." Well, that's right. It's stated in the text. But listen carefully. The Lord is speaking to you today and to me not to give up. Because the temptation in life is to give up. That's your temptation. That's my temptation, is to throw in the towel spiritually and say, "What's the use?" And today I want to bolster you in your spirit. I want to strengthen you and me in our spirits and say, "I'm not going to give up praying for that loved one. I'm not going to give up praying for a son or daughter. I'm not going to give up praying for a husband or wife. I'm not going to give up praying for my parents," as the case may be. Whatever your situation may be, whatever that besetting need is in your life, I'm going to keep praying because I'm under orders. It's not a suggestion. It's a command of the Lord to always pray and to not give up. Recently, I talked about forgiveness. I think it takes faith to forgive. It takes faith to forgive, and I believe it takes faith to pray. It takes faith to live. It takes faith to die. It takes faith to do anything in life. And the one who taught us how to pray, the master prayer, who gave us the model prayer, and who prayed the model prayer, is the one who said you can approach God not only as a powerful deity, but as your Father, our Father who art in heaven.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.